Deja vu. How much does the dissolution of the National Student Aid Financial Scheme last week indicate a crisis in higher education? Some would say it's been left to fester for many a year. What's the definition of madness again? Isn't it doing the same thing repeatedly, i.e. over and over and over again, hoping for a different outcome? Allow me to refresh your memories. I'm taking you back to 2019.
When I came in August, the place was absolutely dysfunctional. There were no controls. The systems crashed every night. And we spent the first 2 months working very, very hard to get some money out to students because, as you rightly described, students were starving. And so in the first 2 months, we were able to at least 11 billion rand at the institutions that were trapped there, and we paid out a further 4 billion or so directly to students. That proved two things. It showed that, first of all, students are responsible because we did not get any account of people behaving irresponsibly. They settled their debts and they got down and they wrote their exams. And that sort of underpinned our philosophy going forward. We're going to treat students as adults and no longer as kids by giving them voucher systems. But whilst we did that, we also had to prepare for 2019. And so many of the lessons that we learned, we were able to roll out now for 2019. And I think some of the statistics speaks for itself. There's still a long way to go, I must admit. There's a long way to go still, yes.
That was my interview, of course, with a former administrator of NSFAS. In 2018, then Minister of Higher Education, Naledi Pandor, placed NSFAS under administration, brought in an administrator to clean with a new broom. He had a background with SARS during its years of glory and even a PhD in nanophysics. What's changed? Well, fast forward to 2024. Yet another administrator has been appointed with an equally impressive background, from restructuring to Eskom to most recently trying to salvage the reputation of the accounting profession after it was savaged through years of state capture. He was recently the CEO of the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, the longest running Accountant General of South Africa since the dawn of democracy. Freeman Nomvalo has been placed in charge. Why are we back here? He joins us now. Thank you so much for your time. And is this a poisoned chalice?
Thank you, Bongani. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. There is no doubt that NSFAS has got serious challenges. And you asking, is this a poison chalice? I would say the best way to understand these challenges that NSFAS faces is not to think about them technical challenges, just issues of lack of controls, issues of inefficiencies and stuff like that. These challenges are a result of vested interest. The appearance is obviously in terms of controls, it's in terms of inefficiencies and all of those things. But I strongly believe that there's more than meets the eye. So in thinking about how you resolve them, you've got to deal with those systemic issues that may be holding the institute where it is.
That implies corruption. Who stands to benefit from the abysmal failure and disaster that NSFAS has been?
Absolutely. That's the question that we have to grapple with. Any organization that appears on the surface to be dysfunctional, it's because that dysfunctionality benefits somebody somewhere. If you have to deal with that dysfunctionality, you've got to get to the nub of that, of those stakeholders that would be benefiting, and address the challenges at that level. Yes, you've got to make sure payments are done. You've got to make sure accommodations are in place for students. But over and above that, you've got to deal with the systemic issues that face the institution in a way prevent the leverage that those that are benefiting are having on the institution.
Would you say that the system has been designed for failure? I mean, I'll give you one example. As a layperson, I can think to myself, hang on, every month We pay hundreds of thousands of civil servants their salaries. We pay millions more for their social grants. And these students on whose future this country depends are languishing in the doldrums.
Yes, I mean, so that's the point Bongani, that the disbursement issue, it's easy to solve that problem. Of course, it is important that you have credible information from institutions on which you base the disbursements. If that information is not credible, if that information is not forthcoming, then there is a problem. But that's just the appearance on the surface. Why would the information not be forthcoming? Why would institutions not provide that information timelessly? And of course, deal with the issues from NSFAS side. Why would NSFAS not provide the information or interact with the institutions in a way that enables that relationship to work better? So yes, these issues appear like that on the surface, but I think there's more to it than just meet the eye.
I'd imagine one of the things you have to do is to start building the trust and relationships with the institutions, the universities, the students. I mean, one of the things I would imagine is surely from the application process, this system should be synchronized with those institutions so that the left hand knows exactly what the right hand is doing.
Absolutely. The only problem you should be having is that you're dealing with huge volumes and so on. And then, but even on the issue of huge volumes, government pays salaries every month without Precisely. Fail. Every government, they get their money on the 15th without fail. So once you've sorted out all of those issues, you need to build the relationships, get the information, build systems, not systems as in just IT systems, in terms of process and procedures and policies that enable you to then build the IT systems that are going to deliver a more efficient service to the students.
If you're talking about vested interests who stand to benefit from the quagmire, one of the things we have to deal with then is consequence management. Surely this shouldn't be just about the dissolution of the board. If there is foul play here, people should be charged.
Absolutely. To the extent that we are able to attach responsibility to individuals, organizations in relation to corruption, the law must take its course. They must be held accountable. There's no two ways about it. While we focus on rebuilding the organization, we also need to be addressing that issue.
The students are skeptical. They've seen this movie before. I started this conversation by making a reference to a previous interview I did with a previous administrator who was also well qualified for the job, made great promises, said exactly the kind of things you are saying. Of course, one wonders if it's a coincidence that these administrators are appointed in election years. How are we not going to be back here 5 years from now, 4 years from now, with me interviewing the next administrator?
I would not say we wouldn't be back here, because I'm saying, the issues here emanate from vested interest. But if we are able to address this issue with that in mind and build systems that are robust enough for that and deal with the issue of capacity within NSFAS, both technical capacity as well as people that are experienced. Part of the challenge sometimes is that we create these institutions and we think about them probably in the same way as you would think about a public servant sitting and delivering passports and stuff like that. You need people with a certain level of experience to be at NSFAS because of the nature of the things you're dealing with. So as part and parcel of dealing with capacity, we've got to think whether we have pitched the skill set required within the institution at a level that is adequate to make the institution function differently. Of course, that comes with budget implications. So we need to think about that, because if we don't address that, we'll be back in the same space if we're going to bring people again in key positions that may not have the necessary experience. We need to have that experience across the board in the organization.
And you need to keep your enemies close and your friends even closer, because if there are vested interests, some of your efforts may be thwarted from within. We wish you luck. We'll certainly be touching base with you in the coming months. That is, of course, the administrator of the NSFAS Fund, Freeman Nomvalo.